This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We'll get to the trending story with Jennifer in a second. I was just doing some research online, and I'm trying to figure out...
Dangerous!
What I saw, I can't... It continued. What happens when something shows up and you click on it and nothing happens? The story was about women with big butts.
Women I'm glad that butts. We're starting the hour with this.
Women with big butts are smarter and healthier, according to this study. And,
perfect. Sounds
I clicked
good.
On that on Facebook, and it doesn't. It just comes up and then goes away.
Yeah,
comes
it's
up
probably
and goes
not
away.
A real article. It's probably, I don't know, some kind of spam on your computer.
Clickbait, yeah.
So.
No. It's on a site called runwonder.com.
Yeah, that's not real. That doesn't... That goes exactly along with my point.
Really?
Yeah. No one thinks of what's it called? Run Wonder.
Yes.
Yeah. No one quotes that for any. Oh, I saw this article on Run Wonder.
Yes.
It's very legit.
Did you see what was on Run Wonder today?
Well, the woman who posted it is somebody I don't know. I know her through another friend. So I don't know.
Here's the problem with Facebook is that you can post, anyone can post any article from any blog from anywhere, and then anyone else can share it, and then you see it and you think it's a legitimate article, but it's not. And it could just be from anywhere ever. Like, I could have written that yesterday and put it on my blog, runwonder.com.
Right.
And then I could have posted it. It could have been shared by someone else, and now you could be seeing it. It's totally made up stuff by me. So.
Is it? Okay.
Yep, you live and you learn. Thanks.
What's that song that goes, I like big butts? Was who? That the
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, right. Exactly. All right, well, let's get to the other big news of the hour. What do we have, Jennifer?
Well, I think the trending story is the weather along the East Coast. How many days in a row have you all had rain?
We've had rain for 4 days in a row, another 13 in the forecast.
In the forecast, yeah, that's right. Well, the lovely alert on the West Coast is to turn off all your lights. That's what they're telling California.
Oh, wow.
This week, for the entire week, California's power grid operator issued an alert to homes and businesses to conserve electricity week long, as this heat wave is expected to blanket the state. It's the ISO, the California Independent System Operator. They said that it's issued a so-called flex alert due to high temperatures across the western United States, reduced electricity imports into the state, tight natural gas supplies in Southern California, and a high wildfire risk. The ISO's alert followed an earlier notice by Southern California Gas Company, which is a gas utility for the southern part of the state. And California isn't the only one suffering with this heat wave. Oh, no, in the southwest, temperatures are around 120 degrees throughout the week in the Phoenix area. People are staying in air conditioning all day long just to take it easy. Firefighters and city officials in the southwest are distributing bright red cloth visors, hand fans, and blue-colored cooling neckerchiefs to Phoenix commuters, advising them to stay inside as much as possible. The heat advisory also affects for West Texas and southeast New Mexico. High temperatures well into the triple digits there as well this week. So just a lot of heat, a lot of sludge on the East Coast, and just be careful out there.
Neckerchief?
It's a neckerchief.
I haven't heard that word. I know what it is.
It's cooling. If you have it, if it's made of the right material, which I'm assuming these are, you can dip it in water, and then it's supposed to keep you cooler.
Yeah.
Is it just like a bandana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it
needs to be called. I was thinking it was called something beside necker. Chief Necker, but it is a neck.
Necker? I don't even know her.
All right. Jennifer. Now you can see why I love her and why she has a position here of power and import. Everybody has their own strengths. Isn't that
just
cool?
Just because I said that?
I know, right?
Just the way you said it.
Jen, you don't even need to try anymore.
All right, I'm
Victoria,
going home, everybody.
Victoria brings something. It's neat. What do you mean, nail it in? We have to be here to exercise our presence. We have this glowing presence. The four of us together have this great chemistry. That's why we are here. So, Jennifer, I thank you for your chemistry. Victoria, yours. Kara, yours. Other people in the focus today. Jeff Bezos. Yesterday, his wealth topped $150 billion.
That's how hot it is in Phoenix this week.
Richest man in modern history. Wow. $150 billion because of the stock he has in Amazon. But he's the leader, and he deserves. He came up with all these ideas. He's the one who put the people together. When you look at the value of Walmart, for example, the Walton family, it's very interesting to see how they were for a long time on the top of that heap. And it's not like you're going to have, you know, we're going to have some kind of a party for them. $55 billion more than Bill Gates at the moment. Let's see, Bloomberg is somewhere around $50 billion. I'm just looking at some of the people that are on the list. So Bezos makes more money in 1 minute than the average millennial makes in a year. He has more than four times as much money as his alma mater, Princeton University. He's one of the top 25 largest landowners in America. He's building the biggest home in Washington outside the White House. He's the first 12-digit man. His net worth could go even higher, though, depending on what goes on with Amazon. So is there a danger here? Why am I the one who thinks that this is dangerous?
I don't get it.
Having so much power in the hands of one company to buy out insurance. I mean, they buy.
But how is he any different than Warren Buffett? He just has more money, but it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it isn't. No. Warren Buffett has at least 500, maybe 600 companies that are in.
Well, Amazon is
the stock.
Just getting started. Well, if you think about it, they just bought Whole Foods. That's huge. So they're going to continue to buy up smaller companies. I don't see anything wrong with it. He's.
I know you
it.
Don't. I do, but you don't. That's okay. You don't have to agree
with
me.
What is it? This is totally opposite of everything that you always say. You never like it when someone says, "Oh, the so and so has too much,"
I didn't say he had too much. I'm just saying that power in the hands of one person is corrupting, and when people have that much money at their control. Or governments, companies, whatever it is, I'm asking the question more than coming to a conclusion. Is this a good thing? Amazon could conceivably, at the way it's growing, with the power that it has, buy up interests in almost everything that there is. You can make a case for Amazon down the road controlling airlines, controlling retail, controlling, you name it, clothing. Come up with a category. It's cars. They're selling cars now. Anything. With this much power and growing as rapidly as it is, down the road, I don't even know what the resolve is or if it is bad. I'm asking a question because we don't ask questions. It's the same thing as the Chinese. We talk about them and how out of control it is. We let them get out of control because we weren't watching. And so now we have the same thing with Amazon. I think Amazon may go in the same direction as China. Whatever it is, it is.
Well,
you're not going to stop
it. We pay for convenience.
It's an observation. It's an observation. Yeah.
Right, but at some point, though, we have anti-monopoly laws that are going to step in if they try.
How's that working for you in the airline business? Yeah, that's working great.
There are multiple airlines. It's not one airline.
Pretty much it is. They all do what the other ones do. It's not like we had some.
All right, then what's your solution? Because I feel like you're just.
I don't know that I have a.
You're kind of surly today, so.
My basic
well, I think that's
bottom line, it comes from thinking about what the Chinese have done as a controlling entity. They control the money spigot to our country. We borrow our money back from them because we've been dumb enough to buy all of their crap for the last 25 years. So under the circumstances,
that's why I think evening the playing field as far as taxes and revenue and things, that will probably even things out, easy for me to say, with Amazon and when it comes to the same plights of a retail store.
So you think I'm surly today, huh?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, well, you're never surly? Everybody's always the same?
See, that's a surly response.
And you know, you're surly early, which is always dangerous.
Yeah. Surly. All right, 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Inflammatory bowel disease is sometimes confused with irritable bowel syndrome. Just one letter difference, but IBD and IBS are not the same.
Inflammatory bowel disease suggests that there's actual inflammation or damage to the lining of the gastrointestinal tract. So that's the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine, or the large intestine, also called the colon. IBS is irritable bowel syndrome. So a syndrome is a constellation of symptoms, but not a real disease.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Sananda Kane says it's important to differentiate because while the symptoms are similar, the treatments for IBD and IBS are different.
Treatment is not one size fits all, by any means.
Dr. Kane explains that when IBD is present, it's important to not only treat the symptoms, but to treat the inflammation that's at the root of the symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Those of you who love outer space, like I do in the NASA program, they're going where they have never gone before, and neither is anybody else. They're preparing to go to the sun. Instead of Alice being sent to the moon by Ralph Cramden, NASA's going to the sun. Anybody get that joke beside me?
Any to the moon, Alice.
To the
yeah,
moon,
of course.
Alice. Okay, you get that. All right. Anyway, they're going to launch the Parker Solar Probe, first mission to the sun, which is our star, next month. This is a car-sized aircraft that will answer what NASA calls 3 foundational questions about the sun. The first of those questions is about how solar winds are accelerated to supersonic speeds. To answer this, NASA plans on flying the probe directly through the sun's corona. And then, speaking of the corona, NASA also hoping to figure out why it's so daring, it's so darn hot. The sun produces all of the energy at its
the
core.
Sun.
I know,
the
right?
Sun.
Right.
Can't we skip the survey on that one? Like, don't we already know?
Uh-huh. Well, I think you kind of do. But it's really amazing how the technology is will bring back that information to us. So good luck to the folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Paul McCartney in the musical news here at 23 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria and I enjoying some of the older Beatles music as McCartney amping up the anticipation for the release of his upcoming Egypt Station album. That'll be on the 7th of September. So he played what was billed as a secret show at Abbey Road, premiering four new songs from this album. And so this in Studio 2 at Abbey Road, the Beatles did a lot of their recording there. He delighted fans by walking across the same zebra crossing on Abbey Road that he and the Beatles did on August 8, 1969 for that famous album cover. Videos showing the fans cheering as Paul strolled across the street. Pictures show Stella McCartney, Paul's fashion designer daughter, also there. McCartney announced last week he'll do a live Facebook Q&A on Wednesday as he talks with students at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. Also takes questions from fans through social media. That's at 2 o'clock British time, 9 o'clock Eastern on the Wednesday. So put this down in your calendar. On the Wednesday performance schedule, you want to set aside some time for Paul McCartney, who in his earlier days was a student when the school was known as Liverpool Institute for High School. Or wait a minute, no, it's Liverpool. Say it again, Doug. Liverpool Institute High School for Boys. That's what it was. That's where Harrison went too. He also announced a new tour called Freshen Up, with dates in Canada, in England, in Poland, and Austria. He'll be among the headliners. Isn't it kind of cool? Here's a guy that is known to everybody everywhere. Think about it. Does anybody not know, no matter even what your age is there a more universal citizen than Paul McCartney? Think about it. I mean, maybe the Queen. But
that's true. Very few people would be that globally recognizable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And respected, too.
Yeah, right. And I actually like his new songs, and I'm not really a Paul McCartney fan.
All right, let's
I like
crank
the Beatles,
this up.
But it's good.
Let's crank it up, Carrie. Is this Ever Present Past?
No, that's one of his older songs. This one's I Don't Know, which is off the new album, Egypt Station.
I Don't Know, Ever Present Past, interesting enough. Okay, I didn't know that.
That's a Wings song, isn't it?
Ever Present Past? It's got me, doesn't recognize it.
There's another song that's a new one that I really like. It's Uptown.
One is Come Together. Or, sorry. Come On To Me.
Yeah, Come On To Me. That's a good one.
Do you have that?
Yeah, this one. Now
I don't see. Yeah, that's Wings. Sounds like it.
Is it?
In a reflective way, kind of interesting how a group or an artist can come up with some kind of a riff that they're identified with. Go back to any number of, you know, some of the simple songs of the 60s. We all tease about how they all sounded the same. But there's something like with Culture Club, Boy George, with Coldplay. You know, name a group or name an individual that has been successful with hit after hit after hit. And there's something about them more often than not, most of them anyway, and there's this familiarity. Yeah, McCartney can do all kinds of styles, but doesn't this sound like McCartney? Crank it up again. This does. You know, am I expressing myself well enough so you get the drift of what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I worry about that, Victoria, with you.
Sometimes you should.
Sometimes this goes right over my head.
Oh. Hey, you're not the only one.
Very, very interesting. So I like a good supportive staff, ladies and gentlemen. Did you like that? Anyway, McCartney's new album released on the 7th of September. Egypt Station is what it's called. All right, who's signing up for it here? Victoria, yes?
I think I would give it a chance, for sure.
Yeah, Jennifer, yes?
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kara, yes?
Yeah, I might give it a go. Could be a good Christmas album.
Yeah, all right. Oh, my God, you sound like a Christmas
album. Good Christmas right. Present. Come on.
Way to
28
go.
Past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A secretly recorded conversation between Donald Trump and his lawyer at the time, Michael Cohen, has been made public. CNN, the first to broadcast the recording from 2016, that reportedly deals with how the president was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims to have had an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says that's not what the tape says at all.
Cohen says that we need financing, and the president says, wait a second, what? The president did not know about this before this conversation, at least with regard to the transaction that we're talking about.
He was speaking on Fox News, a Georgia state lawmaker who dropped his pants and shouted the N-word while he was getting pranked on a TV show, now leaving office, Republican Jason Spencer announcing his decision last night. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being taken advantage of, ladies and gentlemen, by the younger members of the crew here who have no respect for their elders.
Always a victim.
Yeah, that's me.
He wishes we were taking advantage of it.
The DJV program on the air with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, a young whippersnapper, Kara Schillen, at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to have you along listening to our discussions of things of import. So, Victoria, what have you found that's important?
Well, it's certainly trending. I don't know how important it is if you're not really a Star Wars fan, but I think all of us kind of dig Star Wars. Yeah. So, Mark Hamill, who of course is Luke Skywalker, he gave fans at the San Diego Comic-Con convention, which is going on right now, he gave them the surprise of a lifetime. He showed up unannounced, but he was disguised as a stormtrooper. So he was able to walk all around the convention. He had a right from the studio, like the legitimate stormtrooper costume.
Okay,
now, this
yeah.
is a convention where a lot of people dress up. And so, when you, the better your costume, people want to take pictures with you. So, tons of fans ran up to him and wanted to take pictures with him, having no idea whatsoever that it was actually Luke Skywalker behind the mask. And so, He documented all of it on his Instagram page of him getting dressed in the Stormtrooper costume, and then when he did the big unveiling, people just couldn't believe that he had actually showed up, and then he stayed there and signed autographs and took pictures with fans, and he became the talk of Comic-Con, which is,
cool.
That's actually a pretty, that's not an easy thing to do. We kind of think of Comic-Con, if you're not into that world, it's like, whatever, but every major star is goes to Comic-Con now. If you're in any type of an action movie, that's where you have to go. It's just become huge.
And to show how smart he really is, Conan O'Brien did all of his shows last week from there, and I tend to, every once in a while, if I'm still up at 11 o'clock, I might watch him for a few minutes, because I actually do, I find him quite funny. There's something about his, just his way. I didn't used to like him at all, but I do quite like him now. And he had, the first night of Comic-Con, he had all of the stars of Breaking Bad on. And it was really, and I mean, I never was a big fan, but certainly Cranston became a household name out of that show and has, in the last 10 years, really done very well, and deservedly so. I think he's one of our finest actors, frankly. He can do almost anything and has proven it. And he's kind of a easy, he seems like an easy, the guy you'd want to have a beer with. And he came across that way. He just, it was interesting how Conan O'Brien led the group around sort of on stage. But it was a fun romp. And that's the way you like to, like, beginning your day, if you're fortunate enough to be able to have us, and we're fortunate enough to have you, this is a great way to start the day. Get a little information, have a little fun listening to us. And I find that to be what I want at the end of the day. If I don't read something, I don't want to watch some shoot 'em up. But I find that watching Conan is much more, I don't want to stay till up to 11:30 anyway. I don't even want to stay up to 11 o'clock. But if I do, I find there, excuse me, right now, to be such a real distinction between what Conan does in the old spirit of The Tonight Show versus what these clowns that are on CBS and ABC and NBC do right now. Which is,
well,
nothing.
Out of all of them, Corden does a little bit, but Conan is really one of the only ones.
But he's on later. You're right.
Well, yeah.
I agree with you, Kara, but
Conan's
he's on
one of the only ones who really still does a talk show and interviews the guests. All of the other hosts kind of do their own thing on the side with all of the games and all of that. I like Conan a lot, too. He's kind of a quirky, weird guy, but I do find him to be interesting.
Right. You know, he graduated
really smart from
Harvard. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he is very smart, but you're right, it's that quirky, it's the stuff I didn't take to at first that I now quite like about him. And maybe it's just he's matured a little bit, maybe I have, who knows. All right, other names in the news. The ladies were talking off the air about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle taking a trip to New Zealand and Australia and whether or not she could wear a tuxedo. Is this the beginning of a crack already? She's being told what to wear by her husband?
Or is that was just, certainly the headline,
kind of came across that way anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the real story, Victoria, behind the story? Is there a
I think that is the real story. I think the real story is that from everything, I was reading a lot of the different, you know, British newspaper sites, and they're all kind of saying the same thing, that there's someone who works in the fashion department at Kensington Palace kind of leaked the story that she had picked out this Stella McCartney tuxedo suit, which is super chic, and Harry said no, that if they were going to be at any kind of formal events, she had to be in a skirt, because that's what the Queen prefers.
So the queen is the ruler of the roost. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
What she says.
Well, it doesn't appear that there's anything other than really warm, pleasant feelings for each other between the queen and Meghan, right?
It seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know, is this growing pains? Is Meghan still figuring out how all the protocols work? You know, would you ever think that as a modern woman, especially an American actress, would you ever think that you wouldn't be allowed to wear, you know, a $5,000 tuxedo suit to a formal event or to an evening event? It probably never crossed your mind.
All right, so how does that conversation go? What is she says to Prince Harry, hey, honey, I'm going to wear a tuxedo. What do you think? And Harry
says, probably apologize and be like, oh, that's just not tradition. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're really digging each other, then that's an easy conversation.
But the, really yeah, is. But it, I don't know. It's, you know, she is the first royal to ever put the word feminist in her official royal bio on the website. And so she has been very vocal about a lot of women's issues, women's rights, equal pay, like a lot of that. So I think that part of the flack from this is, wow, why is she caving on this? Or why is he trying to tell her what to wear? If she's a modern, you know, she's a modern royal, she shouldn't be told what to wear.
Yeah, I'm
she certainly never is going to look inappropriate.
The royals.
Yeah, I'm assuming and hoping that since they have a relationship, that it's not one person saying, you have to do this, and the other person caving. I'm hoping that it's more of a conversation that they've had instead of one or the other. But I am curious to see in the future how much influence she has over him. And if she really, you know, wants to kind of change things up in the royal family and say, wear pants for once or something like that. If he, who he would end up siding with as their relationship goes on.
I think when the queen is dead, that's going to be fine. But I don't think you upset grandma. that's kind of the vibe I get.
You might
maybe she can push some boundaries, but not for a while.
All right, next name in the news is Stormy Daniels, whose husband has filed for divorce after she told people that she wasn't married.
He's a weird-looking dude. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He wears eyeliner.
Yeah, well, what do you think? What does that say about her?
Well, she says enough on her own.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to speak for her.
Uh-huh.
Well, Doc, she's single now. You like her dimples.
That's not all he likes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's got the biggest dimples he's ever seen.
I was going to say, are we still pretending that dimples mean dimples, or are we going to acknowledge that that means something else,
after you dismissed the conversation that I found on Facebook about the survey of women with big butts and how much longer they lived, I don't know, but is it sexist to wonder, well, I've never seen her butt. Has she got a big butt?
You're the only one. It's not like she's hiding it.
Okay. Anyway. And listen to this.
Wait, hold on a second.
The reason for filing is because she committed adultery.
Duh. And she also took the kid. I guess she wanted to take their kid to a strip club.
Or she was on tour, so she wanted to keep the kid with her.
Lots of great.
But that's not his kid, is it?
I don't know, but he filed for custody, so maybe. Otherwise, what grounds would he have to take the kid?
Yeah. Well, and then he also has a restraining order against her? That's weird. The judge actually granted a restraining order,
Is beating up on him? What is she doing?
Unless he can make the case that so many people are coming after her because of the Trump thing that he feels he's in danger. I don't know.
Have we heard that? Have we heard that people are coming after her?
She said she's had death threats, so.
Baloney.
But I don't know if that's what his basis is.
Next item on the agenda in the People Report is page 14 on John Schnatter. Remember him from Papa John's? That's how you pronounce his name, Victoria, right? You worked at great length to perfect that. Schnatter. John Schnatter.
Emphasis on the N since he likes that
Schnatter.
Word.
They have a poison pill plan, apparently, at Papa John's, which will mean Schnatter is going to get schnockered. The idea is to make the company stock unappealing to an unwanted prospective buyer. That is, he wants to sort of, because he's, 30% of the stock? I think he owns 30% of the stock.
I think so, right, yeah.
And so he wants to take the company back again that way, but somebody else will buy enough of the shares to keep him from doing that. I wonder whether too much has been made of some of this, but then I think about all of the stories. I mean, think about it for a second. This guy that was on with Sacha Baron Cohen, who used the N-word, and then this guy's used the N-word, and somebody else last week was in trouble for publicly using the N-word. It calls into question whether you've got any common sense in this day and age. Can you control yourself or not control yourself?
But who
enough?
Even thinks to use that, though?
Yeah, right. It wouldn't be a part of my vocabulary.
I have no problem with self-control when it comes to the N-word because I don't need to control myself not to use it. So I don't understand why that's a thing now.
I don't either, my friend. I don't understand it. Here's I'm not sure whether this is the resolve to the problem of Tia Coleman and her family. You remember the duck boat incident in Missouri last week. 17 people died. 9 of them were members of the Coleman family. There's a GoFundMe campaign that's been set up to help this Coleman raise some money and come up with $500,000 in the last couple of days. They were on vacation, this family, taking a tour of Table Rock Lake near the Missouri tourist hotspot of Branson, and there was a treacherous squall that came across and it sank the boat. I don't know that it's the boat's fault. The people are saying here in Boston, we should ground all of the duck boats.
That's right. You've got duck boats. I forgot about that. So, it's the same company, right?
Yes.
Is it all the same company that owns all of it?
But don't you also have to look at the weather? The weather was what really ultimately did it.
Yeah.
It went into wind speeds of 65, 70 miles per hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Silly stuff.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love, Tidal Premium music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD. All on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Atlas, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit. $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast, and now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 after the hour, we come huffing and puffing back into your life here with technology information. Victoria Keelan studying this, so we've got a couple of different directions in which to go, Victoria, starting with Spotify. What's happening there?
Yeah, Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about individuals' listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. And this is a new report that it started out in the chat rooms or the forums of Spotify with women complaining that because Spotify insists that all of that information is public, they've had some issues with stalking, harassment, and intimidation, things like that. Spotify won't let users block another user, which is something that every other social media format allows for. That's part of the problem. So if you are being harassed, there's really not a lot you can do. The default settings on Spotify prioritize sharing information with the world. That's kind of the point. So it helps its network of users easily find new music and things like that. It's all about sharing. Spotify automatically shares all of its users' activity with followers and with the public. So everything you do, what you're listening to, the last song you just heard, all of that is public information. And by default, anyone who has a Spotify account can see everything that you have that's public. And so as long as you have a Spotify account and you know the person's username, i.e. if you're trying to stalk your ex-girlfriend, all you need to do is search for their name and you can follow the person and know what they're doing. There are a few steps, though, that you can take to sort of minimize your visibility to the public. The closest feature that Spotify has to blocking a user is called the private session button. It can be found under the social tab in the mobile app or from the drop-down menu if you're using it on the desktop. This mode cuts off your music activity from everyone, including your friends. It's not a perfect solution, however. Private sessions automatically reboots and resets back to the original default setting if you've been offline for 6 hours. So what that means, if you listen to your music in the afternoon, you turn off Spotify, if it's been 6 hours, it will default back to public. So every time you go into Spotify, if you've got somebody who's harassing you, you have to reset back to the private session each time. And that's also a bummer because that means you can't even share with your actual friends. So it's really not a great solution, but I think Spotify is going to have to come up with something because once women start complaining that they're being harassed over and over and not protected by a service that they're paying for, there's really not a whole lot Spotify can, you know, they don't have a leg to stand on, I think.
All right. So there's some food for thought. Here's some more. Apple has pulled ahead of Spotify in the fight for the biggest music streaming service in the U.S. Let's get story behind the story with that.
The Geek Out.
Streaming music subscriptions is clearly the way the market is accessing their favorite bands, and the battle for supremacy is between Spotify and Apple Music. The newest numbers tell us that in the U.S. alone, Apple has a slim lead in paid subs over Spotify, each with just more than 20 million. Recently, the Wall Street Journal reported Apple's growth was slightly outpacing Spotify, but Spotify also has the lead in other very important areas. Globally, Spotify has 70 million paid subs to Apple's 45 million, and Spotify also offers a free ad supported version that pushes their totals to the north of 150 million users. These are staggering numbers considering this is a spin-off of the music industry that didn't even exist 5 years ago.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
All right, big news from Overstock. Interesting announcement here, Victoria.
Yep, online retailer Overstock.com is really big into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. They were one of the first websites to actually accept Bitcoin as a payment. They are now relaunching a website called Housery. It's a real estate property management site that they bought in February. This is kind of an interesting move for them. They're getting into the real estate business, and one of the cool things that they're going to do is this new service, Housery, will help people find new homes, new apartments, and then they'll even sell you the furniture to fill that new home. It's kind of a genius idea.
Really?
It's a bit of a risk for a company like this, but Overstock says that they're going to continue to ride the Bitcoin wave, and their stock has been up more than 135% over the past year. It's all thanks to cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency sounds like something that would come from a planet deep in space. It's how do you pay for things on the planet Krypton with cryptocurrency. How about that? It's 59 past the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.